Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. So whether you're in Hawaii, Alaska, Seattle, San Diego, Miami, or Maine, just, or anything in between, anything I just said, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always find me. I'm on the internet everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you're at work, if you're making money, don't waste your time looking for me on the internet. Just make your money and set. Stick to your job like Nikola Jokic. He said, I'm just doing my job. I want to go home. I don't want to do no stinking parades. He sounded like Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Anyway, I'll replay that for you shortly. You know, throughout the course of the night, we've gone through a lot. Las Vegas Golden Knights have won the Stanley Cup championship. They smashed the Florida Panthers tonight. The final score, 9-3. It was abuse. Mark Stone had a hat trick, and he walked away helping them win a title. They've only been in existence for 6 years. Matter of fact, this is what Mark Stone said on TNT after winning the Stanley Cup.
What did it feel like when you were handed the Stanley Cup by the commissioner?
Unbelievable. Just looked in my teammates' eyes when I got it. One of the craziest feelings I've ever had. Just to know that I did it with my 25, 30 best friends makes it that much more special.
Oh, okay, now let's compare and contrast. That was Mark Stone. Just won the Stanley Cup. Excited as hell. Let's hear from Nikola Jokic after the game and on ABC, and then let's also hear him in the press conference when they ask him about a parade. Listen to this.
Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
And now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade? When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Hello. Okay. We won it. But I think it's not the most important thing in the world still. There is a bunch of things that I like to do. I mean, probably that's a normal thing, you know. Nobody likes his job, or maybe they do. They're lying.
Just looked in my teammates' eyes when I got it. One of the craziest feelings I've ever had. Just to know that I did it with my 25, 30 best friends makes it that much more special.
Nikola Jokic is just like, I don't like my job either. I just show up and make, I don't know, 50 to 60 a year. Million. Not too bad. Not too bad to show up for work. If you don't like your gig, you're making that much. NBA season over, NHL season over. Earlier on in the show, we talked about the Oakland Athletics. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. this was a reverse boycott. All the Oakland fans, well, not all of them. I don't think they pulled in more than, I think, 17, 18,000. That's a whole lot more than showed up recently. They came and said, hey, we're mad. It's basically what they did. They wore T-shirts that say sell the team. They threw crap onto the field after they won. And the Oakland Athletics, even though they still suck as a team, they have now won 7 consecutive games. Before we went to break, we also talked about whatever the hell is going on up in Buffalo between Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills. He showed up to work but didn't practice. He left Josh Allen to answer questions about their relationship. And this is what Josh Allen had to say about just Stephon and what the hell is going on. Listen.
I think that there are some things that could have gone better last year and didn't. And just, you know, I think we're just, as an organization, maybe not communicating the right way with everything. So, again, just trying to talk and listen at the same time and hear him out. And like I said, just try to move this forward as quickly and as respectfully as, you know, as possible. Yeah.
Oh, well, just tell him you're going to throw him the ball. Problem solved. And I shorted everybody in Oakland by 10,000 people. Sorry. 27,000. They typically bring in, I don't know, 7 to 8. Still stinks that they're going to be moving out to Las Vegas. In Nevada, it's been reported, they're going to be sending them over some government funds to help them move and get that stadium up and running. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to take some of your calls, and then I want to tell you about another wide receiver who is looking for a home. It's DeAndre Hopkins. But before we do that, let's talk to Mike from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's going on, man? Love
you. I'm good. How are you?
Bro, that comparison just now was hilarious, man. With Jokic and the hockey guy, man, that was hilarious.
Yeah, Mark Stone. Well, I mean, different strokes for different folks, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, listen, so I got a two-part question for you. The first part is, due to all the injuries that we've suffered over the last few years, how was the atmosphere today?
Who is we? Who's we?
Oh, the Baltimore Ravens, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
How was the atmosphere up there today? And the second part of my question is, how did you feel and what was your perspective of the responses that you got from OBJ?
I think it to summarize, and this might be an answer to both questions, is it's June. It's
right.
June.
Right.
You know, what's the atmosphere? I think everybody, unless you're the Buffalo Bills already dealing with crap, I think everybody's feeling good. Go ask the Lions how they're feeling. I'm sure they're feeling good. They're like, damn it, Aaron Rodgers is gone. I mean, we can go out to the Chargers. I'm sure somehow, some way, come November, December, they'll choke away a game or two or three or four. But they're feeling good. And so I don't think the Ravens are feeling any different, especially when you can finally put the Lamar Jackson contract drama behind you. You've drafted an exciting wide receiver in Zay Flowers. You know that Odell has potential if he can actually play. And then Bateman and Duvernay, you hope that they're healthy too. So if there's right. going to be a time of the year with optimism, now would be the time. And who cares what Odell says? Can you go play? There's 17 games in the season. How many games would you be happy with Odell contributing?
I mean, from him coming off the injuries that he came off of, he at least, and for what he's getting paid, he at least got to give me 16, close to 17.
Oh, my God. You need Odell to play the whole season?
Yes, because from my perspective and research, I think they're going to have him on a pitch count. So
yeah.
If he's on a pitch count, I expect him to be able to, you know, survive a whole season. He's getting paid a grip of money.
Yeah, I know how much he's getting paid. He's going to get 15 to 18 mil. But I think all things considered, just looking at his entire career and now looking at what will be – he's going to turn 31 during the season. Right. I would say to myself, if Odell Beckham Jr. is available in the playoffs and if he plays 13 games in a regular season, I wouldn't be shrugging at that as long as he's healthy at the end, man. Not to say that he's going to take a game off, but I can expect him, just based on history, I hope not, to say, okay, this is a hammy or this is a calf or this is a what. I expect to see him in some jogging pants on the sideline one or two games, maybe more. That's just how it goes.
Right. Yeah, I love that perspective, and I can definitely agree with that.
I hope he's healthy. I just want to see him in the postseason. I don't want no more of these excuses. And thank you, Mark, for calling from Baltimore. You know, over the past bunch of years, you look at the Buffalo Bills and you look at the Baltimore Ravens, and I basically put them in the same category. Y'all are treading water. When are y'all going to stop treading water and get back to the land, man? How long is it going to take? Or the promised land? The Buffalo Bills were the favorites last year out of the AFC, and we know this. It's the NFL. You can write a name and put a name in there, and it's not going to matter. You got to go out there and play. But having said that, somebody has to break through, right? Are we going to see Lamar Jackson go down again? Is Josh Allen, is his Superman cape going to fall off again? It's tough. 855-212-4CBS. Arthur is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Arthur?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Good. I just want to say, man, old Diggs, man. I think, man, he just needs to get back to playing ball, bro. That's just, you know, because I mean, when you become a great receiver, which he's potentially a great receiver, you know, you're going to get double teamed, you know, you're going to get that pressure, you know. So, and if he don't want to bring another star over there, then, you know, you got to just take what they give you, bro, you know, basically, or get open, you know. But I mean, it's going to be kind of hard. Basically.
Well, he's looking at how their offense changed as the year went on. And that was pretty much his beef when he spoke to Dan Patrick earlier this year. And his numbers certainly fell off as we moved towards the second half of last season. And I think what he's doing right now is just trying to send a message. I don't think he's trying to advocate for somebody else to come in. I don't think he's looking for more money. I just think he's trying to make his point very clear. And whether it's the last minute of showing up to training camp, or whether he participates in practice later on this week, I just think he's trying to send a message. Is it necessary? Probably not, but it matters enough to him. And we got to see how it just pretty much flows out. JR is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Long-time listener, you know, first-time caller. You know, okay. I appreciate you every time I get off work. It's a pleasure to, you know, see your intake, you know, on things around the world. But, I just had with this Bills situation, I mean, I could probably comment about a lot of other things that you got, you know, that you're mentioning about Joker and all that. But this Stephon Diggs situation, if I got it, I mean, I'd probably be like a – I would want to be like a quarterback, and I mean, I'll take a quarterback perspective on this. If a quarterback is telling you that, listen, you know, I love you and I got your back, but then you can't just come into practice and give me a couple looks, you know, a couple passes. You know, I think Stephon Diggs being a little kind of like a crybaby in this situation. I mean, I know Josh Allen wanted to fit some, you know, balls in there, and he probably couldn't, you know, he probably couldn't do that. You know, Josh Allen is good, but he ain't no Patrick Mahomes. But at the same time, if you're getting double and tripled, and that's the only option that Josh Allen might have, like, come on, man. Like, you gotta kind of understand that and just be, like, more of, like, a professional about the situation. Okay. You feel me?
No, I hear that, JR. Thank you so much for calling from VA. We have different methods, right? Different strokes for different folks. I've said that quite a few times tonight. Don't expect for me to say it again. We heard Nikola Jokic I was getting ready to say, we heard him celebrate. We didn't hear him celebrate. We heard him talk after they won a championship. And then we heard Mark Stone. And we saw that they were two totally different human beings, and they're at the top of their professions, at the top of the world right now. And Jokic is just like, yeah, whatever. And Mark Stone is just, you would think his whole life flashed before his very eyes. And so when it comes down to business, everybody handles it a different way. I mean, if you think about your own job, whatever the hell you do, you might work in an office, you might work in a kitchen, you might work in a factory, you might work in a car, and God bless you, well, maybe not. You may have to work with strangers. But everybody takes a different approach to business the same way people take a different approach to life. How many people do you know, and maybe this is you just put your head down and go to work? How many people do you know that walk in and they make people notice? They say everything. They wear their heart on their sleeve. They will be heard. Everybody is different. Expectations are different. And so, yeah, Stephon Diggs, can he just show up to work and practice and just go on and say, oh, yep, I'm fine, guys. It's cool. Can he do that? Yeah, he can. But he's making a statement. I don't even know if I was in his shoes, would I make the same statement? Because I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I can only judge by what Stephon Diggs has said. And on social media today, Stephon Diggs is telling everybody, so-and-so is lying. We don't know who. Because he ain't going to call nobody out by name. Why would he do that? He has to be ambiguous, which makes all this almost like a game. And then we heard what he told Dan Patrick during the Super Bowl earlier this week, or Super Bowl Media Week. Here's a refresher. Here's a reminder.
Up to this point, like, we've seen quarterback and receivers as far as like tandems and guys who play at a high level, and every quarterback has their guy, you know, in those moments, like you are the guy, you know what I'm saying? And up to this point, I've been the guy for my team and for my quarterback. So in those moments, of course, I want the ball, you know what I'm saying? I'm never will apologize for that. I'll show you a good loser. I'll show you a loser. You know?
Without the details, and maybe he doesn't care because he's the one with the 4-year, $100 million extension. Maybe he doesn't care. He doesn't sound like a sore loser. He does sound like another wide receiver crybaby. Now, having said that, I need to tell you about this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week is Josh Allen. He's having to go out here and defend his own damn teammate, the wide receiver, who's basically, I don't want to say throwing him under the bus, but he's not showing up to work. And when you don't do that, you know what everybody else has to do? Talk about you. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants a distraction. Nobody wants to talk about the guy who's not here. It's like, man, I showed up to work to earn my money. And you ask me about him? Screw that crap. Yeah, Josh Allen, Defensive Player of the Week. Hey, what's on your mind, Shep?
That was a hell of a transition, JR. talk about getting a read and making it relevant. But look, I mean, if you're Stephon Diggs, look, I know it was a while ago, but you remember what happened against Cincinnati. I thought the Bills played one of their worst games in the Josh Allen era. Now, excluding his first 2 years when obviously he was not really Josh Allen to that point. Diggs was part of the problem. He was missing catchable balls. He wasn't running great routes. He wasn't, you know, absolutely exploiting double teams the way we have seen from guys like, you know, Justin Jefferson and individuals like, you know, Cooper Kupp and, you know, even I would say even Ja'Marr Chase, for argument's sake. he was never a reason I looked at the Bills season and said, you know what, they're winning in spite of Josh Allen and because of Stephon Diggs. If anything, it was the other way around. So with all that being said, JR, given his play in the biggest of games as the Bills' quote-unquote premier receiver, does he really have a right to bitch and moan and make this kind of statement? Because I don't think he's at that level anymore.
Well, his issue wasn't so much that game, and he talked about it more in the interview with Dan Patrick. It wasn't one particular game. It was an accumulation of what took place throughout the course of the season. And we saw that with the Buffalo Bills in whole. ESPN has a very good breakdown of what the beginning of their season looked like from his production standpoint and where it ended. In the first 9 games, this man had 72 receptions, 985 yards, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns. In the first 9 games. That is nuts. That is a whole season's worth of production right there. And then in the second half of the season, it's just 47 catches and 4 touchdowns. And so it did his numbers in totality finish great? Yeah, it did. But the entire team seemed to they weren't the same squad as the year went on. Even when they were winning games, it's just like, well, why is this a close one against the Dolphins and also the Jets and also the Lions? And they weren't winning the same type of way. So I understand your point about Diggs in one particular game. When you're paying him that much money and when he does have that type of production, justifiably so, from the co-sign in his own building with the checks, he should get the ball. And we know that their offense in whole has to change. Josh Allen pretty much said so. He needs to scale back, and hopefully that'll be the next step of him learning. Otherwise, man, we won't see them get a Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who has a Super Bowl, a Stanley Cup, an NBA championship, and a couple of other things that you may have never heard of. I'll tell you who on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this is great. I've never been on a national sports talk show, JR, so I really appreciate the call.
Hey, JR, first time caller into the show, man. I've always enjoyed your stuff. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
JR, love the show. You get me through almost every night of the week. Appreciate it.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about another wide receiver looking for a job. I'll get to that before we roll out. You know, we heard from Nikola Jokic and his lack of a celebration. He did celebrate. And then we also heard from Las Vegas Golden Knight Mark Stone. He was very enthusiastic with his celebration. Someone who's used to celebrating is the boss, or at least the owner of the Denver Nuggets, Stan Kroenke. And if you weren't familiar or not aware, he doesn't just own the Nuggets. He owns the Colorado Avalanche, who won the Stanley Cup final last year. He owns the Los Angeles Rams, who the season before this past one, we saw what the Rams went out there and did. They won a Vince Lombardi trophy. And then last night, the Nuggets won. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this man also owns Arsenal, the football club. And they haven't won. Sorry about that. He owns everything. It must be nice when you are you marry into the Walton family, the Walmart people, okay? 855-212-4CBS. And you would think he's used to, you know, hoisting trophies and giving speeches. And he's not. Maybe he's done so much winning, he doesn't really care. When the Rams won the Super Bowl, they did it at home, at SoFi, and Stan Kroenke was asked about it, and he was just like, yeah, thank you to our fans and the team is great. And then he just wanted to talk about the stadium. It's like, bruh, nobody cares about that right now. Listen to this from NBC.
And so as far as building this stadium, I think it turned out all right.
I think it's a great place for the Super Bowl, and it will never forget its first one. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. And thanks to the great fans of Los Angeles, their first Super Bowl trophy in Rams House.
Okay. All right, then. How many fans are just kind of flowing in there? The last time I checked, I feel like you get a lot of visitors in there. Got to say something, right? And so shout outs to the Rams in Los Angeles and Rams House. Well, what about last night? Stan Kroenke spoke to Lisa Salters on ABC, and then it was just kind of like pulling teeth for her to get an answer out of this guy. Listen to this.
Mr. Kroenke, like the commissioner said, the drought is over. What does this trophy mean to this city?
Unbelievable. The fans in this town are unbelievable, as you can see, Lisa. Unbelievable. And so it means a lot to us to be able to get this done. And the fans, we couldn't have done it without them. So fantastic. Congratulations to coach, the players, the whole organization. But you got to love that city.
You got to love that city. You're in the city, man. What are you talking about? I guess he's so used to winning at this point, it just doesn't matter. Just don't talk to this man if he wins anything again. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Stan Kroenke, don't put a microphone in front of him. Nikola Jokic, I don't think he ever wants to see a microphone again in his life. And you know what? On the other side of the break, we'll hear from one of the greatest, I don't know, what do I call him? He hates the media, but he gives a great quote. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break about DeAndre Hopkins. I'll tell you what he had to say about him. And then for the hell of it, I want you to hear from Kawhi Leonard, since we're talking about miserable people in front of a microphone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you 5 days a week, and it's great to decompress with you all the time. I don't watch the four-letter sports channel. I listen to JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So many sad, miserable people. Even for folks who have gone out and won a championship. I mean, we heard Jokic sound miserable enough. And you know, somebody we got to give some credit to, by the way, is Jimmy Butler. You know, last night he didn't have any excuses after the loss. And he said, we lost. Like, what you want from me? I wasn't hurt or anything. Not an ankle. And just listen to him. At least he doesn't sound sad, I guess.
After that ankle injury in the second round, how much did that kind of affect you moving forward as the postseason went on?
Zero. My ankle's fine. We just didn't win. There's no excuse. They beat us. That's all I got.
I'm sorry. He does sound sad. Well, let's move on to somebody else who sounds sad. Well, he sounds sad and miserable all the time. It's Bill Belichick. He spoke to the media on Monday, and he was asked about DeAndre Hopkins coming in for a visit. DeAndre Hopkins, he went to see the Tennessee Titans, didn't walk away or leave with a deal, and now DeAndre is reportedly on his way to New England for Wednesday. So maybe he's already in bed right now up in New England. I have no idea. But when Bill Belichick was asked about it, Bill Belichick was just miserable.
You mentioned some uncertainty about whether or not Hopkins might visit. Is that because...
They asked about the date. I'm not sure.
Okay. But is the plan for him to be here this week?
Well, we're working through it, so I don't really have anything to add to that.
I didn't know if the uncertainty was on his end or on your end, whether or not you wanted to have him here.
I think it relates more to the logistics and things like that. So I'm not really a travel agent here. I'm not going to say it's going to happen here or not going to happen or whatever. There's a lot of other stuff going on that I'm not directly involved in, and so I'm not going to say anything. And then, you know, you turn around and said, oh, I misled you in some way, because that's not what I'm going to do.
No, damn. Bill Belichick does everything up in New England except for book the flights. Okay, nice to know. Well, he always sounds miserable. Jokic sounded miserable. Jimmy Butler, yeah, he just lost an NBA championship. He sounds miserable. Shannon Sharp, last day on Undisputed on Fox Sports 1. Did he sound miserable? Let's listen to him. I think he was saying bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is officially my last day at work. After 7 years, the train stops for Shannon Sharp and Undisputed right here. I just love everybody. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this. To the fans that made all this possible, you've embraced me and allowed me to become your favorite TV uncle. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And last but not least, Skip Bayless.
Mm.
You fought for me, bro.
Did I?
I'm here because of you. You've allowed me to share the stage with you. You've allowed me to share the platform. I'm going to cry in the car, but I'm not going to cry now. The opportunity that you gave me to become what I became, I'm forever indebted to you. I'll never forget what you did for me. You've helped me grow more than you ever know. All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had.
You did.
I gave you everything I had.
Which is why I want to thank you.
Aww. I don't know if Shannon Sharp is, you know, he can't be miserable. He has to be thrilled, right? He has to be thrilled that he's away from that guy. So maybe not, he's not miserable. Someone who is miserable also tonight, let's put him in a category too. It's Max Scherzer. The New York Yankees beat the Mets tonight 7-6. And Max Scherzer had a crap game, okay? The man was out there for 3 1/3 innings pitched. He gave up 6 runs. His ERA, 4.45. I don't think the Mets are paying him $40-plus million to show up and stink. Here he is, sounding miserable after the game.
Got to play better. That's it. Go out there and play better. I know. I got to be better tonight. You can put the camera right on me. I got to be better. You know, we all got to be better. But if we're going to win, we got to win as a team. So everybody's got to do their part to win as a team.
Okay, all right. Not as miserable as I thought. You know what, damn it, that was too much sadness. That's why I didn't play Joker again or Jokic. Yeah, let's listen to someone who was actually happy. Here's Mark Stone after winning the Stanley Cup on TNT with the Knights. He's happy.
What did it feel like when you were handed the Stanley Cup by the commissioner?
Unbelievable. Just looked in my teammates' eyes when I got it. One of the craziest feelings I've ever had. Just to know that I did it with my 25, 30 best friends makes it that much more special.
Yeah, that's a wild dude. That is a wild dude. I know he is. I wouldn't want to hang out with that guy. He's taking shots, and he's a wild dude. But it's all about balance. At least we spoke to somebody, or at least heard from someone who is happy. And also, we spoke to someone who was happy earlier on in the show. Thank you to Nuggets legend Dan Issel for joining us earlier as well. If you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let's get to some of your calls before we have to roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Cody in Phoenix. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
I just want to tie two of your recent points together right now. A, Stan Kroenke, and two, people being miserable. I know that he took off from St. Louis, kind of held the city in hostage for a while, owed the NFL about $700 million. The NFL owners had to pick up about $200 million. Being from the Midwest, I know a lot of my family members, I know a lot of people out there pretty salty
him.
When he wins, yeah. Does his thing. But I just want to get your take on that, you know, just him taking off and doing his thing and then winning, but also leaving a city in the wake. Thanks.
Well, no problem, Cody. Thank you for calling from Phoenix. What's my take on it? I don't have one. It happened. It's old. It's in the past. I hate it. Like, it's a hustle. That's all it is. Anytime a franchise relocates, it's a hustle. I don't think I have to con anybody in saying, hey, there was more money for the NFL to be made in Los Angeles as opposed to St. Louis. It sucks. It's the reality of it. I mean, I rail all the time about the Oakland Athletics moving, and I got no problem or issue with the team relocating or any team being in Las Vegas. It's the process of which you do it, and that's where the fans get held up holding the bags. That's the part that sucks. Tim is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's up?
Hey, just going back to the Josh Allen and Diggs thing. You had put out a stat of Diggs' stats on the first half of the season. Wasn't the second half when Josh Allen got hurt, though, also when he was hurt with his shoulder or something? Could that have contributed to Diggs' low stats in the second half?
Likely. We know he was running around with that bumped shoulder that I was even surprised that he went through. So that's a very good point, because it's interesting that Stephon Diggs is the one who brought up pretty much the end of the season and not getting the ball. He also talked about DeMar Hamlin and having the air kind of sucked out of the team. But that's a very good point, Tim.
Yeah, and then just also with the finals is just a question about Jimmy Butler. Is he the guy for Miami? Like, I know he needs help, but is he that superstar for Miami for them to get over that hump?
No. That's a very simple one. No.
Okay,
hey, I'm just saying it's no. The answer is no.
That's, I mean, I thought I was the only person that felt that, but I didn't. I mean, Jimmy, he's a great player,
guy. Let's think about this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. Would you automatically just throw Jimmy Butler in there with those names?
Of course not. No.
There you have it, man. There you have it. He's good. Is he an all-star caliber player? Yeah. Does he take his game to another level at certain points? Yeah, he is. But there's dudes all the way at the top of the food chain. And Jimmy Butler, he's on the chain, but he ain't up there with them. So I'd be real interested to see what the Miami Heat does. It was released today that they had interest in bringing in Kyrie Irving at the trade deadline. And so, I mean, look, you don't got to be born yesterday to look at any talent and say, well, we can always improve. So I'd be interested to see what the Heat do. Appreciate you, Tim.
Thanks, man.
No doubt. And great call on Josh Allen and that shoulder injury. Allen is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Hats off to Las Vegas, Sin City. They missed the playoffs altogether last year. They were a 17-point improvement this year. Last year, they were 43-31. This year, 51-22. And it's absolutely great. I really feel great for them, because to go from worst to first, and it makes Cinderella seem like a sad story. But you have to feel sorry for the Heat. The Heat lost yesterday, and tonight the Panthers lost, and Donald Trump gets indicted. So Miami's had a lot of grief and sorrow the last few days. So
Okay.
You have to give a toast to Las Vegas, and it just feels sad for the city of Miami right now.
You feel sad for the city of Miami, Alan?
Yes, I do. Yes, because they could have been the winning city.
Why don't you just go take a trip down to Miami and pay your respects? It'll work out for you.
Yeah, I was just there 2 months ago. Remember?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Go back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and cheer everybody up because a lot of people are gunk cats over here.
Yeah, it stinks. And well, thank you, Alan.
Jack Eichel, he missed the playoffs for 7 consecutive years, and then the first time he was ever in the playoffs, he wins the Stanley Cup. So you have to take your hat off to Jack Eichel.
No doubt. Well, thank you, Alan. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, always be great being on the line with you. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Hey, speaking of Toronto, and I know I tried to end on a positive note with Mark Stone, and he was so enthusiastic after winning the Cup. You know, Alan just called from Toronto. You know, this is a great opportunity for us to hear from the most miserable basketball player of all time. That's Kawhi Leonard. Listen to Kawhi talk about Allen's city. Kawhi had no idea what the hell winning a title for Toronto would mean. Listen to this before he won a title.
Kawhi, Jonathan Cho, Dia TV. If the Raptors win the NBA title, what do you think this will mean for Canada and the Toronto Raptors? You've already won with the San Antonio Spurs. You've seen the way it impacted that community. What do you think this will do for Canada?
I'm really not sure. I guess you really have to ask somebody on the street or one of our fans.
Oh, man. Let's just pair up Kawhi. I said this early in the show. Let's pair up Kawhi and Jokic. Let's have them do a buddy cop film. Nah, I wouldn't want to see that.
No.
Well, maybe I would. I'd love to see a good disaster. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody who locked in and tuned in to the show tonight. We will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hopefully not so miserable. You know what? Not miserable at all, because we will be delivering to you a new top 6 list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night. If you missed a minute of this show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but don't move. Coming up next is Amy Lawrence. Thank you so much, Shep. Y'all have a good night. Be smooth, be cool, be well.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.